This is podtech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and we are here in the Ireland section, actually, of CTIA 2006 Wireless here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're here with a very interesting company called AltoBridge, and I'm here with Mike Fitzgerald, who's the CEO of AltoBridge. Welcome to the podcast.
Good to talk to you.
Now, tell me a little bit. We were speaking a little bit before the podcast about this kind of interesting security communication solution that AltoBridge has. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. In fact, the R&D originally within AltoBridge was geared towards cost-effective cellular and satellite communications between the ground and aircraft. So we're actually the first company to deploy a fully functional, cost-effective solution for cell phones on aircraft. But in doing that, we also had other markets like maritime and remote villages and remote parts of the world. But we were introduced to a project which has been run by the Defence R&D Canada together with the Department of Homeland Security. And they came over to Ireland to say, look, guys, your gateway technology, your ability to use, you know, to bring up cellular communications in a remote area rapidly is very interesting for us. So we're actually now working formally with them on this particular project, and we've just launched that actually yesterday morning, this particular product. And it's in a sense, it's a suitcase that can be taken by one person to any location, anywhere on Earth. Open the suitcase, bring up the system, and you have a standard cellular system live, and you bring it back over satellite. Our patented architecture allows that particular service to come back into the main network, no matter where that is, to have full redundancy to make sure that it can always happen just in case that switches down, but also that it can run cost effectively. Now, the issue here is that we should always be interested in making sure that the system can operate in a cost effective way so there's not huge bills every time they have to have emergency situations. And the other key part of it is that we need to also manage the subscribers locally, because you might want to have a situation where only the chiefs of their particular, the chief of police, the chief of the particular first responders that are coordinating everything, you might just want them to have access to the system. So we have a full user interface on site that allows you to do that.
Now, what was the inspiration for this technology? How did this come about?
Well, I mean, we're all ex Ericsson, Motorola, you know, Nokia. We have board members who play, you know, companies like Booz Allen Hamilton. And with all of that, we knew firsthand. I mean, I worked with Ericsson in China. I knew what the remote communities needed. But the cellular infrastructure providers were not actually addressing it properly. They were continuing to sell hardware. And they were saying that, well, if you want a backhaul, you're going to have to use satellite from remote areas. And we're saying, well, that's too expensive. If we keep a satellite link up all the time, it's going to be extremely expensive 24 hours a day. Is there any way that we can actually create an on-demand use of satellite? And that's what our patents do. The AltoBridge patents and our architecture allows on-demand use of satellite. It's the first time that cellular systems have been able to use satellite systems as from an on-demand perspective.
Now, have the pathways been there before, or is this just something new in the way that, commercial enterprise has started to interact with the communications?
Folks? I mean, you actually have. I mean, most of the manufacturers today, you can just bring one of their base stations live in a remote area, and you can keep a satellite link up 24 hours a day. But one thing we learned several years ago when we went into the aeronautical industry was that there was no business model. And what we do know in the context of remote communities, the return on investment is not there if you keep these satellite links up 24 hours a day. They need to be on demand, and you need to then, by introducing our architecture, we can actually be incredibly limited in the use of that satellite when we do use it. So we actually strip the cost while we're using it, and then we remove the cost completely when you're not using the system.
How has this been proposed to be used? I mean, you talked earlier about this collaboration with Security Canada and U.S. Homeland Security. Would it be in cases of, say, disasters or you know, who would be using this technology?
It's actually quite wide in the sense that one of the key areas is that they want to be able to be in a situation that no matter where their agents or personnel are, that they will have access to communications. Now, we will never be able to cover the whole of North America. No matter how much technology you put out there, no matter how many base stations, you will never cover the whole of the landmass. It's impossible. So therefore, in border areas, they know with Canada, with Mexico, with other countries, they will not be in a position to be guaranteed service. So this particular suitcase, you pop it open and they are guaranteed service within a couple of minutes. So they'll be able to use this on a day-to-day basis when they're patrolling remote areas from a security perspective. So active border patrol, they'll use this. Maybe the Coast Guard wants to bring this on a maritime vessel so they have communication at sea out in the ocean. All of these things, because it's transportable. You can use it anywhere you want. So therefore, that would be the normal day-to-day use. But the key area is for our first responders, that they would have suitcases in different parts, different locations. Today they have vehicles. They actually have emergency communication vehicles. And we come from that industry prior to this. We actually did develop some of the first communication vehicles. But vehicles are restricted in the sense that you can't drive to emergency areas because a lot of times that infrastructure is not there. So a suitcase can be carried by one man.
And so when one sets these suitcases up and these stations up, are you setting up an essentially a cellular network that uses the satellite on demand? Or is this a like a tower, like a miniature tower?
This is when you open the suitcase and turn it on, you have service, exactly the same service you had in the city when you left several hours before. So it's just recreating the exact same service. So the GSM or the other carriers in North America can buy the solutions from us, or the agencies themselves can buy the solutions from us, and this particular service will just continue the exact same handset service you have out to this remote area.
And so is it a range of, does it have a certain range? I'm just trying to understand the concept. Does it have a certain range, or is there several people can access the service, or is it for a particular number?
Well, the base unit that we sell has the ability to support 100 users in one area. And we give the options of powerful antennas if you want to have a bit more coverage area. But the base unit would deal with 100 users in probably a couple of square kilometers around that area. If you want to put a booster on to get a radius of like 10 kilometers, you can do that also.
That sounds fascinating. Can you tell us if someone is interested in reading a little bit more about it? Do you have a web presence? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we've just launched the service here in North America yesterday morning. It's available on our website, which is alterbridge.com.
Okay, can you spell that?
Alterbridge, alterbridge.com. Alterbridge being altitude and the bridge between, you know, across the skies. That was the concept behind the naming. So you can look at it. The name of the unit is called the Remote Contiguous Communications Unit. And that's really what it is. It guarantees continuity of communications out to a particular remote region. And that's available on our website, and you can read through it there.
I've been speaking here at CTIA Wireless 2006 with Mike Fitzgerald, who's the CEO of AltaBridge, and really bringing kind of a new area to emergency communication and places where you wouldn't normally find it, or cases where you need to find it, like in disasters and also in for first responders as well. Well, good luck with the service here in North America, and it really sounds like it's got a lot of potential.
Good to meet you, Michael.